The National Student Radio Conference 2013.
Okay, so it's Harvey in front here at the Student Radio Conference, and with Yasser from the BBC Asian Network. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? You good?
Yeah, good, thanks. So we thought we'd just begin by asking for your tip on how to connect with an audience, because obviously there's a lot of students here and they've got their sort of specific audience, but what's the best way that they can sort of engage with them?
I think the best way to engage with the audience is be your audience, really. If you're interested in a certain genre of music or a certain style of presenting, whether it's silly radio, like, you know, doing skits and parodies and stuff, just go out and watch other parodies, just check out what everyone is doing. Don't be the person that thinks I'm the tastemaker, so what I say goes. Don't never do that, because that's not how it works. You got to go out, you got to live and breathe the music. If you're a DJ who's into bass driven music, go out to the bass driven raves, go to places like UTO, which is a massive festival, places like that, download these mixtapes and go onto all these blogs and stuff. So yeah, just live and breathe what your audience would normally do, and that's the best way.
So you say that, like, you know, the easiest thing is to kind of be your audience. Obviously, you're a student on student radio, so you've already got that in common. Asian Network, the listeners are just, like, massively vast. Like, was that difficult to adjust to? Like, what was the biggest thing change between student radio and professional radio for you?
Yeah, it was that. It was, you know what the biggest change was? When I gave the text message number and people actually text the number. It's like, what? People are actually listening to me? But what you'll notice is when you're out on professional radio, you'll have dedicated listeners who just love you for what you do anyway. So there's no point changing yourself. It's what I was saying earlier in the session as well. Just don't try and be someone else. Just be you. And I know Greg was like, you know, it's quite hard to be you. But if you don't think about it, that's the best advice I'll say. Because a lot of people say, be you, just be you. Even when I was here last year at the conference, people are like, just be you. I'm thinking, what the hell is me? Like, what is me? It's just don't think too much about it. And yeah, people will just like you. People will just want to.
Growing up, who was your radio idol?
I had quite a few. I love John Peel, man's a legend. John Peel, Nihal and Bobby, when they were doing their thing. James Stanage, he was Key 103, I love him, absolute bits. Also Chris Moyles, I used to listen to him when I was doing my art class in school. I used to always listen to him, so yeah, he's great. It's all sorts, man, I can go on forever, to be honest. But yeah, Pete Tong, amazing broadcaster. And I think recent times, people like Shawnee B, they're amazing. You've got people like Annie Mack, who was saying before as well, incredible broadcasters. But yeah, it's quite a very weird range, because I got one absolute debate show compared to, you know, Chris Moyles, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's quite varied, mine was, yeah.
So your influences, they all sort of sounded like BBC DJs. Obviously, you've done a little bit of commercial radio and now you're on the BBC. What are the main differences for you, and how can somebody choose, really? What should they bear in mind?
I think commercial is it's very tight. Well, I was on Capital, so I can only sort of talk for Capital, really. And I was doing more of a jock show rather than breakfast, which gives you more freedom. But on Capital, it was very music has to be played. There's only, you know, 30-second links, some 60-second links, you know, here and there. You have to do top of the hour ramp where you can only talk for 4 seconds, stuff like that. Whereas the BBC came, and BBC sort of work around the DJ a lot more. So the DJ's in control a bit, so I get to choose how long my links are, I get to choose what track I play, how I play and stuff like that. So yeah, I think BBC, if you're more of a specialist type of presenter or someone who wants more time and needs more time on air, that's the perfect station. But if you're someone who's quite quick-witted and can come up with things really quick and really wants to twist things around within a couple of words, Capital or commercial radio is the one. But it depends on what station, because like Radio Air, for example, in Leeds, they're very different to Capital. They've got, you know, longer links and stuff. But I was quite sick of playing adverts, because I just felt it killed the vibe of the show. So I was like, come on, BBC, just give me a job. And when I went BBC, they got trails halfway through, so it didn't really work out. But yeah, and also the BBC give you a producer, which is very handy.
And obviously now you're at the BBC, but I'm sure it took a while for you to sort of hone in your style and sort of find your niche. What would you say was the biggest hurdle you sort of came across to get to where you are today?
I think the biggest hurdle was to decide if I want to be a specialist DJ or a daytime presenter, because they're two very different things yet very similar at the same time. And it was a decision that took me about 4 years to make, at least, throughout my whole student radio stuff. And what was annoying was when I entered the awards, I won exactly the same award in specialist and in the daytime categories. And I was like, oh man, what do I do now? So I think that was sort of the hardest. And people listening right now might be like, you know, I've been told this and I don't know what I am. Just take your time with it. Don't rush it, because if you rush it, you'll probably make the wrong decision, which will then lead into a whole lifetime of you thinking, oh man, what have I done? But yeah, so that was...
Obviously, like that was a great bit of advice, but do you have like one ultimate like motto or mantra, like something that an aspiring like producer or DJ can have in their head and like hold with them like as they apply for like awards or as they apply for jobs?
Apply every time you apply somewhere, make sure it's the best application you've ever done, and don't be afraid of getting rejected. I got rejected at least 80 times maybe from different radio stations. I got rejected for years. Like, people told me I weren't good enough. People that I work for now told me I weren't good enough as well. So I wouldn't ever give up, although it's very cheesy and everyone says it, but the moment you give up is the moment you've sort of closed every door on yourself. So yeah, I just carry on going. And there are DJs out there that have been at it for 10 years and now just got their jobs, so don't worry. Like, people like my idols, Bobby Fiction and Nihal, they both started radio one when they were sort of like 30. So I wouldn't ever think, oh yeah, I'm getting too old or whatever. Just keep at it. If you're passionate there, just keep at it and just don't give up.
Well, thanks for speaking to us, Yasser.
So good, thank you very much for the time. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
The National Student Radio Conference at Demon FM. Remember to use hashtag SRACon to join the discussion.